Let's get out to the Band of Brothers hotline and bring in our special guest. He's a Texas native and he's actually won multiple state championships at Allen, Texas. He actually showed me a picture of him once upon a time when he was just a little old freshman coming in, trying to live a dream at 200 and, well, he was listed at 250 pounds. At that time, he had gained some weight, and now he's going to divulge his bicep workout. After seeing the photo shoot and those 30-inch guns, we have to know what his secret is. His name's Tijon Caroma. He's an All-American his freshman year. Tijon, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
We're living the dream. We're talking BYU sports, and we got you on the show with us, Tijon. So first and foremost, let's talk about that bicep workout. What are you doing? How are you doing it? What are the reps? What are the sets like?
The bicep workout. I'll tell you what. This is it. You want to hear the trick?
I want the trick.
I eat a lot and I lift a lot. That's it.
Straight up. So how many days a week are you guys lifting down there? We understand that Frank Wintrick, the new strength and conditioning coach, has implemented a new system, a new regime. He came out of North Texas. What did you think of the new regime so far this offseason?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so he's come in. He's a man, I really enjoyed working with him. We lift every day. We run every day. It's a lot of hard work. I really like the way he's enforced enthusiasm in our workouts, and we have fun, we compete, and I really feel like we're getting better.
Talk to me about how you were able to accomplish a feat that not many are able to accomplish as a freshman. You came in, you unseated an upperclassman, a senior at that center spot, which is quite impressive. And then on top of that, you became a freshman All-American. What do you attribute that to, Tijon?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of great football players over here. So I really, without them, I don't think I could have done it for sure. Without Coach Sujay, I don't think I would have been able to accomplish it. So with their help, it really propelled me to go forward. And I mean, I also put in a lot of hard work, and I prepared over the off season to get ready. And it's just a lot of hard work, a lot of support from my teammates and from my coaches.
Tijon, you're so humble. Why you got to be so humble? Why can't you come out here and tell us how great you are?
No, that's them. No, that's not. It's them.
Well, it was you. It was definitely you. I'll pump your horn a little bit for you. Don't worry about it. Tijon was phenomenal. He went out there. He worked hard. Yes, it was everybody else, but Tijon did a lot of hard work.
No, you definitely need a supporting cast, Tijon. We totally understand that. But I will say this. I think your background at Allen, Texas, definitely prepared you better than some other young men that come into the program. Can you speak on that? Just your high school football program, multiple state championships, and you were a starter. I think your junior and senior year at center.
Yes, sir. I mean, over in Allen, Texas, we take our football seriously. I tell people here they don't really get it, but it really is a big deal out there. We work hard over there, and we have a passion for winning, and I try to bring that passion over here to BYU.
Tijon, how did you think that prepared you to get to do what you did? Seeing where you came from and the level that you were at compared to some of the other guys that came in with you.
We work hard, we lift hard, our off seasons were serious. I think I was coached very well. Because, we just take it that seriously. I also feel like I played very talented players already. I always say that it's the best football in America. So I think I've already played quality football.
Tell us a little bit about Coach Sujay. I've been a big fan of his from what I've seen, what we see on the outside. But tell us from a guy who's coached by him what he brings and what he's done for you.
Yeah, Coach Sujay's the man. I love Coach Sujay. He loves his players. And he really just wants what's best out of us. He gets us fired up, and he makes us want to be good football players.
Tijon Caroma, current starting center on the offensive line for Brigham Young University, on with us here at Cougar Sports ESPN 960. Tijon, let's talk about spring football so far. 2 days now under your belt. How do you feel that the offensive line is coming together as far as their chemistry is concerned?
We're definitely coming together. There's a lot of new guys up here, so we've been taking a lot of hours to be in film, go over plays a little bit more, try and help them get going, and it's looking pretty well. They're looking good, and I think by the end of this thing, they're gonna be a great bunch.
Now you have to tell us what went through your head and the head of the team when you guys found out McCoy Hill had went down, and you're sitting there thinking, we don't have a quarterback for the rest of spring ball.
Yeah, I guess it's just one quarterback left. You know, we were really confused, and then we go out there this morning, and Stu's, you know, throwing, taking reps and everything, and we were happy to see Stu back out there.
Was everybody like, Coach, quarterback's down, I don't have a quarterback, can't do spring ball anymore, we should take a vacation. See you later.
No, we were really confused, though. We didn't know what we were going to do. I thought maybe Hunter would just take all the reps, but they got that figured out.
It's unconventional, but I like it. I would have loved to seen a quarterback that's within the system, you know, take those team snaps. But Christian Stewart's going to give both the offense a great look. You're not going to miss a beat, and the defense an even better look. So I think ultimately everyone's going to improve. Tijon, you've also been an integral part in the recruitment of these Texas athletes. We like to give a lot of credit to Coach Holiday and also the recruiting coordinator, Jeff Martson, and some of the other coaches on this team. But without a connection to Texas with current players, I don't think that there's as many guys committing to BYU as there were in this 2015 class.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really excited about those guys coming up here. I'm so happy they are. I joke and say that, you know, they're up here because of me, but I'm just really excited that they're coming. I really am, because they're great football players, and they've already played good football.
Talk about your connection with J.J. Nigue. Did you know J.J. at all and his family before you came up here to the state of Utah?
So Coach 2J told me about him, and then after hearing about him and stuff, I started talking to him and everything, and I found out that him and my cousin and his sisters are good friends, and we just kind of, you know, we connected from the get. We're already good friends, and I'm just excited for him to come up here so we can start working together.
Talk about your transition, from Texas to Utah. Was it a culture shock for you at all? How did you transition and assimilate into a culture that is, sometimes it's a little bit shocking?
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot different over here. Probably a lot different than most places, but it's been fun. I really like it. I really do enjoy my time here at BYU. Cool guys on the football team that have helped me out, so it's been good.
Yeah, who's been a mentor for you when you arrived here on the football team? I'm sure there's some older guys that have taken you under their wing. Can you give a shout out to those guys? Who's helped you out?
I mean, definitely everybody on the offensive line has been a brother to me. So I could shout all those guys out, but I mean, all of them have really, really have helped me out.
Tijon, what do you have to do this year to take your game to the next level? Where are you weak, if you have any weaknesses, that is?
There's a few things here and there. I want to be able to get more movement in the run game, stay a little square in the pass game, small things like that. Get a little bigger and stronger, always trying to, get stronger. And I think I'll be good for the season.
Tijon, what's your process like as you come up to the offensive line? I'm always curious when it comes to the center. You guys have to do a lot of reading. Do you get a chance to go up and read much? Do you make many blocking calls? Kind of walk us through your process as you come up to the line and what you do under the BYU offense.
So as you know, we do go pretty quick. You know, that's our thing. We go fast. So I get about 1, 2, 3 seconds to squat on the ball for a second, look around, check the safeties, check the corners. If I see anything, I got to, tell the guys, hey, let's go this way, let's do this, let's do it like that. It's hard, and I think it's so hard because we go so fast. But, I hope I've been doing it okay, and I plan to keep on, doing it as good as I can.
What was that like your first time coming in as a freshman? We all know how the speed of the game, how much it changes. What was it like for you that first game having to do that?
I mean, those first few games, I was nervous. I was almost scared, actually. But then after I had those games under my belt, I realized, I can hang with these guys. I can play football with these dudes. And I felt comfortable.
That Texas game in particular, I could tell you were a little bit rattled on that first drive, but then you settled in later on, and there was probably two or three plays where you took an NFL defensive lineman in Malcolm Brown, and you essentially had your way with him. I mean, was that a turning point for you psychologically to realize, hey, I can do this?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we went back and watched film, and that game goes by so quick. And then, you watch film, and I'm like, oh, whoa, I was just kind of doing okay out there. After that game and after the next few games, I really just, settled in and, just playing football, just having fun.
Tijon, we know you have a ton of stuff to do. You know, you got to keep those grades up. So we got to let you go, brother. But, hey, good luck the rest of spring. Good luck the rest of the offseason. We're intrigued. We're inspired by your story, man. And just keep on the grind. Keep on living your dream. Eye on the prize, brother.
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
All right, thanks, Tijon.